95BFM's Art Bank.
That was Amel and the Sniffers with Security, and now it's time for our last interview of the morning. Speaking to JJ Harper, art writer, artist, and now gallerist, about the new gallery Lover, which he has just opened in Queen's Arcade, or is it Queen's Court? It's either Queen's Court or Queen's Arcade, the food court next to Nando's, just off Queen Street. We're going to jump into that interview right now. Lover opened last week.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about the space now that it's up and running after presumably a few months of planning at a minimum?
Pretty good. I guess we had like a lot of obstacles that happened. We had like an original like date that, because of like circumstances out of my control, like original date and location that had to be like pushed back and changed. But I obviously, I always say I really couldn't have done it without Ben and Ursula from Saatchi and Saatchi and Saatchi. They were lifesavers, helping like find the spot and letting me use it. I'm feeling pretty good about it now. It's nice to be able to prove to people, like based on my previous reputation, that I could do something productive and positive like this.
You've opted to operate Lover as a nomadic space or a sightless space, sort of like Wet Green, who are, you know, still going, or Cuckoo from a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Or Hapori, which was Sorawit Songsada and Aisha Green's space.
What interested you in that as a model? And were you interested in the history of that as a kind of methodology?
I mean, originally I had like a very like concrete space that I wanted to use. And, you know, it's nomadic only really in the sense that things are kind of up in the air. Like the space that I have now, it seems like I'll probably be able to use it for a while. So it's nomadic in the sense that if things fall apart, the space will adapt and find somewhere new. But I'm also like, I was also kind of like positioning myself in like a, this is kind of cringe to say, in like a very like Becky Hemis sort of like role. Like Wet Green, I think, is very influential on the exact sort of thing that I'm trying to do. I want to put on like shows like by my friends or people who I feel have been like underrepresented. And I think that's kind of what Wet Green did. And yeah, as like a writer, art writer, like figure, it's not really like an artist run sort of thing. It's, in the way that I'm trying to say that I'm like a cringeworthily like positioning myself in a Becky-esque role. That's kind of because like I'm trying to adapt my career path in a certain way.
So you are an art school graduate, and
yes.
You've just won an award at the Eden Arts Award for making an artwork.
But yeah, I wouldn't consider myself an artist.
Good to know. You sort of alluded to the sort of artists you're looking to show people in your social circles, people who you feel haven't been represented adequately enough.
Yeah.
How would you describe the type of work that interests you as a gallerist and as a writer?
The sort of thing that interests me as a writer is definitely stuff that's like conceptual, or has like enough meat on the bone to write about. Like if most shows that I see aren't worth considering. As a gallerist, this is quite blunt actually, and reveals a little bit too much about myself probably, but I'm looking for things that I think have some sort of marketability, stuff that will sell, something that has like a chic contemporary like edge to it. Like in some of the galleries that I've worked at in the past, I feel that there isn't enough of a like chicness or contemporaneous to what they're showing, and I want it to be something that's sleek. And also I'm very interested in finding artists that I can help grow their careers and like give them their first sort of or second like show and help them develop into a long-term trajectory. That's my sort of like methodology.
So when you talk about contemporariness and you use this word sleek, do you sort of mean that flavor of contemporary art that has ties to design and tech?
I think it's more of like a subjective, like personal feeling I haven't like completely locked on to. A feeling that I have, it's not like a Simon Denny net art type deal, but it's like a burst of energy or something.
It's interesting that you talk about that because your first exhibition is August Ward's transvestite paintings, and they're very interesting paintings, but they are very much paintings. They're, you know, painterly, thick, impasto strokes, very much painter's painting.
Yeah.
How does that kind of square with your description of the sort of work you like to write about?
I'm working like along like two mindsets at the moment, I think. And there's like an interesting like tension there that like informs Lover. There's something about August paintings I find that, like, she's, not to say that she's disinterested in, like, art world discourse, but there's very much, like, a clear, like, vision in her head of the painting that she wants to do, and they have this sort of, like, bimbo flavour to them, which I think is refreshing, you know. There's perhaps sometimes a little bit too much emphasis on like the conceptual edge of something, and it's like refreshing to have just well-made paintings on the wall. And the text that goes along with the show has more of like a interpersonal flavor about like relationships, and it's much more of like an emotional show than it is like this conceptual like punch of some sort of idea. But that being said, when I'm writing about something, I'm usually like critiquing some sort of idea that I disagree with. And so Lover has a bit of a non-ideological edge. I'm not interested in like, say with the New Artist Art Space show, which has this like queer coding to it, or it's not even coding, it's just out and out like a gay show. Lover is kind of, and Transvestite Paintings is kind of responding to that by like coding it in this like LGBTQ vernacular, but also then being actually devoid of some sort of like queer agenda ideology.
You mentioned the writing in the exhibition, which is this wonderful essay by Parisa Torkaman, if I'm saying their name right.
Yeah.
Do you see text as playing quite a key role in the gallery moving forward?
Of course. Every text is a love letter. And that's my curatorial sort of like vibe. Every text for the show is not necessarily going to be written by somebody who is an art writer, but somebody who has a relationship to the artist. And then that relationship being written about aims to like inform the work and give some idea to the audience what the work is about, and hopefully create an emotional connection that you can't always get walking into a gallery.
I quite like how you acknowledge these two tracks, because you also say the gallery is non-conceptual, yet all the writing has this conceptual framework that ties it together.
Yeah. I like these sort of like contradictions, you know, like to be like non-conceptual, non-ideological is to be conceptual and ideological. And I feel that like personally, I'm caught up in a lot of like these like discourses or tensions that I'm then trying to reroute or counteract in an interesting way, which I would hope Lover does.
And how many shows in advance have you planned at the moment?
I've got about four on the docket.
And is that looking to take you through to the end of the year?
Not necessarily. It's up in the air. If anybody listening wants to pitch me a show, we can meet for coffee. but we're doing a bit of a show swap thing with Saatchi at the moment, so it probably will take me to the end of the year if things go according to plan.
You've said that, you know, Saatchi have been generous enough to welcome you into their space. I think it's quite a fantastic space. I used to work up the hill from there, and that mall had a very good banh mi.
Oh, yes. Like, yeah.
One of the few affordable kind of good sandwiches in the city. What do you think about the food court as your company?
A lot of thinking about this has been retroactive. It's an interesting space to be in because people who wouldn't normally interact with like these weird like art freaks will come through the food court and like be like, what is this? What is going on? Like this guy the other day came in and was like, people buy this? And I was like, yeah, sometimes. And he was like, that's insane. So I think it creates like, again, like an interesting sort of dichotomy between like people who wouldn't normally engage with something like this and like the community in which we are engaged. But also with August Show in particular, it's quite interesting because next door is this hair and beauty studio, and it's like this really sort of like cheap but also clearly popping off, making money business-wise. It's always really busy. And there's a bunch of like weird small little hair and beauty like studios in this mall, which like really complement the like idea of like self-image and materiality, which is in August's work. And if I ever had an artist that was like particularly interested in food or something, then that's always like a fun little thing because it's in a food court.
Why do you think so many galleries are popping up this year?
I definitely feel that there's some sort of like economic downturn that means like spaces are like cheaper and places are empty and landlords just want to rent them out. I mean, that's here and there and it doesn't really apply to Freedom. But with like, obviously there are a bunch more galleries than the three of us that are also opening. There's sort of a deluge. I think it definitely has to do with the lockdowns and COVID. But in that sense, I try to differentiate Lover by like having this like nomadic wheat green-esque branding to it. Because it's like, I'm different, guys. Just by the way, I'm different from everybody else. I'm special and unique.
So that was JJ Harper talking about Lover Gallery, which has just opened at 368 Queen Street, and that is Queen's Court. And the first exhibition is Transvestite Paintings by August Warden. If you're interested in hearing more about that, we will be airing an interview with August next weekend. And Transvestite Paintings is on until March 11th. Lover is open Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 12 until 4 p.m. And you can also get in touch with them on Instagram. Their account is lover_lover_lover. And the E in that is spelt with a 3 each time. And you get in touch with them on Instagram to make a appointment if none of those days work. We're going to jump into Ruby Doo now, One Spirit, the Parks remix. Stay tuned to BFM.
You're listening to Artbank on 95 BFM.